Miriam Johnson has owned Miles Teddy Wedger's Pasty Shop for about 8 months. It's a small operation on State Street, about a block from the state capitol building. With only 5 employees, she says they've all been pulling double duty to satisfy demand.
We've sold out of pies for like 2-3 days now. I mean, we make a whole bunch. We've sold out of our freezers, you know, and it has really boosted our business. We can't feed 10,000 people, but we're trying.
Johnson says the mass demonstrations have boosted her revenue by at least 40%.
I do consider this Christmas in February.
A little further down State Street is the Espresso Royale Cafe. Barista Sam Spots says they too have been overstaffing in an attempt to prepare for the onslaught, but Saturday still took them by surprise.
In the 5 hours that I worked, I at least made 300 to 400 lattes. Yeah, so I got commented on being the fastest barista in Madison.
Some estimates of Saturday's crowd at the Capitol, which included pro-labor and Tea Party demonstrators, went as high as 70,000 people. Jack Sosnowski owns the Capitol Tap House, also on State Street. He says his staff is weary after a week of up to 16-hour days.
We're just trying to keep up.
Sunday's winter storm gave some relief to the inundated businesses, but they all said they were expecting another wave of crazy commerce this week. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.